This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. What a great time of year in southern Arizona. Spring and summer taking turns showing up, and we guess like on a 70-degree day that, oh, it's still spring. But a day or two later, 90 degrees has us wondering if spring is over and summer has begun. None of this being official. I mean, this is just the musings of me and maybe other folks. Who know that, you know, summer, you know, can show up at a moment's notice, and 90-degree days, hey, it'll be the norm, and we'll shoot toward the hundreds. And that's just the beginning, right? Oh, well. Come on, summer, you know, and come on, growing season for gardens and landscaping, wild and domestic. Plant that garden. Plant those trees. You know, and despite efforts on my part to leave horticulture, I must leave horticulture, I find myself playing with seed and cuttings in our greenhouse, pleading with seed to germinate, tugging at cuts on the misting bench to see if they're rooted, appraising the calluses on a stem on the misting bench and quietly cheering when a root may appear. Or, you know, when cotyledons appear. Oh, yeah, that's very exciting. Oh, this is great. I did a flat of Bouvardia seed. I love the plant Bouvardia. And I was very excited when tiny plants started to emerge. I'm going to have some seed grown Bouvardia. I see big bucks in my future. But they didn't look quite right. Serration on the leaf edges? Wait a second. These look like mulberries. A little rodent, a little deer mouse, is taking the mulberry seed from an adjacent flat and stashing it in the Bouvardia flat. And now I have some very nice Morris microphylla coming up. Oh, isn't that sweet? None of it in the correct flat. Oh, dear, but I await the Bouvardia. It might come up. It'll probably come up over in the Cinna flat. But it's all fine. Cuttings are rooting. Seeds are germing, and not always in the right flat, but germinating. I find myself at the greenhouse singing, germinating rhythms, little cotyledons, tiny rootin' radicals from plants that I've been seeding. Hey. Ms. Mesquite and I raced up to Tucson one afternoon to have an early dinner with old friends, a mother and a son, both we've known well over 40 years. I mean, Ms. Mesquite and I knew Dolores and Patrick before Ms. Mesquite and I got together. We knew them both as separately. It was marvelous, you know, to go up there and visit these folks with this great old history, rumble up to Tucson to meet favorite people at a favorite restaurant. And, you know, jabbering long past our meal. But what a drive. 50% of it is I-10, but coming in from the east, you cross through some beautiful desert. I don't remember a bloom of Yucca Bacata like this spring. Every plant in bloom, from the Dragoon Mountains and westward to those hills around Davidson Canyon and Marsh Station. Oh my, there is going to be an abundance of fruit if the female yucca moths did their job. It's so funny, all the yuccas that I thought were Yucca arizonica or thorn barai are now Bacata. I mean, there's some, I think, a couple varieties of Bacata, but nevertheless, all Bacata, banana yucca. And I'll collect some of those bananas, that fleshy fruit, and plant some of that seed. Why not? I got to feed the mice, see where they'll put them. But listen, later that day, we drove home as the sun was going down, and we hit Dragoon Road. We hit that exit right at dark. It's a baker's dozen miles of two-lane blacktop, right? A good portion of that road skirts the rocky bajadas of the Dragoons. And all of a sudden, in the dark, we felt like we were crashing through hundreds of winged insects. It's like a 3D movie. These immense insects came flying toward the windshield, whacking into the windshield, ricocheting off the hood, different sizes and shapes in the headlights. Some were huge. Whack, whack, whack. Obviously, there's some night bloomers out there, I thought. And there are a few miles of a primrose that opens in late afternoon and early evening, dense stands of Hartwig's sundrops, big yellow primrose flowers that will fade to pink, you know, dry out and fade to pink in the morning. But who is visiting those calilophas, right? Who are the insects that are bouncing off our truck? Oh, man, calilophas. Or Hartwig's sundrops, Calilophus hartwigii is its name. It has a successful career as a commercial landscape plant, but in the wild, This showy primrose ranges from 3,000 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation and is blooming away around the Dragoons and around the Chiricahuas. My newest quest is going to be to find out what pollinators are hitting Hartwig's sundrops. I guess I can look for body parts on the truck. No. I'm going back in the evening and check out that desert because it's beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.